This is Ian Pickus for WAMC News. Well, if you listen to this station, you know Garrett Argianis as a meteorologist with daily forecasts on Northeast Report. But right now, for the 14th straight summer, Garrett is in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, the Little League capital of the world, working as a public address announcer. The final of the Little League World Series will be held later this afternoon. First, Garrett Argianis joins us. Garrett, how did you get started doing this particular job at the Little League World Series?
Well, it goes way back to actually being a Little League player in my youth. Once I graduated from the program, I served as an umpire, as a tournament director, as a scorekeeper, as an announcer, and eventually I got involved in the regional tournament in Bristol, Connecticut, and that's where the New England and Mid-Atlantic regional tournaments take place. The winners from there advanced to the Little League World Series. So I announced at the regional way back when in the late 90s and the early 2000s. And then in 2006, I was invited to come to the Little League World Series by Steve Keener, who is the president and CEO of Little League International. And since then, I've been announcing here as well.
When you're in Williamsport, for people who've never been there before, set the scene for us. What's it like?
There's really nothing else like it in the world of sports, and I encourage anybody who's a fan of baseball or softball, even if you're not, just a fan of sports in general, just to come. It's a really great event for fans of the sport, and the family atmosphere is tremendous here, and there's a lot more going on than what you just see on the field. There are activities for the kids, games, events, performances. It's really, really a neat thing. And I think that year by year, at least from my perception, it seems like the event becomes more and more popular and there's more and more people.
How has the Little League World Series changed in the time that you've been working as the PA announcer?
Well, it really has changed quite a bit. It has become more and more a professional run in terms of what we do as a game production. You know, when I started back here in 2006, we had our little microphone and our little soundboard, and we were playing music off of CDs. And now we're in a situation where there's a full production that takes place. And if you have been to a sporting event, you're aware that there's big video boards that are usually at all these things. And that's what we have here now. So basically, it's a production with a video, with cameras and different effects on the scoreboard. And that's all in sync now with what we do as announcers. So now we have professional quality equipment for announcing. We have, you know, music system in place, and it's all coordinated very much like a TV production would be.
Along those lines, anyone who's watched the Little League World Series knows it's truly a World Series. And I imagine you've got to do some quick homework to be able to pronounce all of the different names from the various countries.
That is absolutely true. And fortunately, the broadcast partners at ESPN do help us out with the pronunciation guide. So that certainly does help things out a little bit. But there's always a name or two that I always have to seek help on anyway. And, you know, of course, there's the international teams, and by no means am I fluent in Japanese or Korean. So there's that challenge for sure. But even with the American names, there's the melting pot here, as we say. And so there's a lot of different, you know, backgrounds and different types of names that we see even from the American teams.
Now, it's a big complex, and especially early in the tournament, a lot of games are being played to winnow the field down. How many games will you do in a given day?
There are usually two or so, but there are occasions where we have rain, for example, where we may end up doing three or even four games in a day, and that's the maximum number of games I have done in one day is four, and that last game could be a bit of a challenge on the voice for sure.
I'm sure people are wondering how you balance your life as our broadcast meteorologist with, you know, doing this run at the tournament.
Well, as you know, and your listeners know, the weather goes on, and I am still working even though I am on the road. So it's a bit of a challenge sometimes. There is some juggling involved, but you know, I do the best I can to make everything happen and get over to the field in time for all the games.
In my previous life as a local sports writer, I just loved covering Little League, and I want to see why you think Little League is so special.
Well, it really is kind of the youth sports. It's the sports before, I guess, things get too big and too professional. You know, it's really the raw passion of baseball that we see here, and I'm always impressed with more of the defense, to be honest with you. You know, the offense, you know, the home runs and the doubles and triples are fun to watch, but we see some incredible defensive plays here at the World Series every single year, and I'm just absolutely blown away by that. There's some really great pitching that we see as well, and this really is the step above, you know, and I speaking to the manager from the New Jersey team a couple of days ago, And he was commenting on just the level of play here at the World Series and how different it is. And it really is like going from the minors to the majors in terms of the quality. And it's just absolutely awesome to watch and to see the fans react and the kids react as well. And some of that raw emotion sometimes you see from the players in the field and the other kids. So they get excited if they hit a home run or if they make a really great play. And it's a really, really incredible thing to see in person.
Going to see if he can't get him out.
He can't get him out. Left field and deep. And
oh
gone!
My gosh!
A grand slam for Reese Rousseau.
So if we were going back in time and watching Garrett Argiannis play Little League, where is your best position?
Well, actually, when I was in the Little League, I kind of played all over the place. I was an infielder. I was a catcher as well. And I actually was on the tournament team, fortunately, you know, as a 12-year-old. But, you know, even though I was a catcher during the regular season, I ended up in the outfield during the tournament. So, you know, it was definitely kind of a humbling experience, to say the least. You know, you go from being maybe one of the better players in your team to being maybe not the best on the tournament team, but it was a great experience to be part of that team and be part of the international tournament. Of course, when I played, we didn't make it out of our local district, so we never made it to this level. But it's also a good lesson for the kids, you know, that you're not always going to be the best athlete on your team. In baseball, is a sport where, you know, it takes 9 players in the field and there's 12 or 13 usually on the roster. You can't, as I was with one person, carry the entire team. And one of the other things that is important here is, you know, with Little League, you know, it's not just about building athletes. It's about building good citizens and people that will be good citizens in life. And the hallmarks of Little League, character, courage, and loyalty are taught here at Little League. And, you know, something else that you learn, you know, all these thousands of teams that start the tournament season in June and July, in the end, there's going to be one team standing this afternoon and everybody else did have to lose. And it's unfortunate, but there's also a lesson in that as well. You learn how to accept defeat, be gracious, and appreciate a good effort, even if the other team does beat you, to say, hey, boy, that guy made a great play.
Garrett Argiannis is, of course, WAMC's Northeast Report meteorologist, and you can hear him weekdays at 3:50 and about 6:15. And this weekend, today especially, he's wrapping up his run, his 14th straight summer at the Little League World Series as a PA announcer in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Garrett, enjoy the game. Thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, you're very welcome.